Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Okay, welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
We are technological superstars.
We do not think we are an expert in anything. So please just know that we are not. Listeners, beware. We are not here to give you medical advice. We are not here to give you technical advice. We are here to just give you a crime story that we thought was good and you would want to hear too.
Sure. Accurate.
We are upgrading our systems. So that's why we say that, because we just spent the last hour and a half trying to get microphones working. And one of them is.
Literally didn't
one
work.
One of them is not.
Doesn't work. It's okay. Nothing is working for me right now.
But you look good.
I do look good, if I don't say so myself, from the waist up at least. But all my children are sick. Bronchitis in the house.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
At least it's not the flu.
Yeah, at least it's not the flu. There's no vomit.
Great.
Which is refreshing, right? You know, and sometimes that comes when they're like, they get it like so like stuck in there.
So true.
Yeah. But you know.
Okay.
It's so great. We're all spending so much quality time together.
Oh, that is so nice.
Leading up to the holidays, we'll get to spend even more quality time together after my 32-hour drive home of quality time together. It's really great having him here.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Okay. Well, listen, I started watching that Casey Anthony thing. And I know I haven't gotten through it, but
right.
I still hate her.
Yeah, you can still hate her and you can, you know, whatever. And it's not like I'm pro Casey Anthony, but I just said that I don't remember if we had this conversation beginning on Patreon or not, but if it, in case it was not on the podcast, let's just refresh everyone.
Okay.
There is a new documentary on Casey Anthony where she's given her first real interview and insight into her life on Peacock. Okay. It's three parts. Thank you, Peacock, for, you know, ejaculating it all at the same time. I hate it when they like give it to you 1 week, you know, and you got to wait for the next week. I want it all at the same time.
Right.
Right. So you got to get through all three episodes. The first one, I'm telling you, you're still going to hate her.
I did. And I'm on like midway through the second and I still hate her, but I am starting to feel like she had a real fucked up life.
I am just saying there is more to the story than what we got. And you can see how Nancy Grace and all the stories kind of steamrolled the whole thing. And nobody was paying attention to how effing creepy her dad is. And they blew the investigation. They should have looked into him.
Yeah.
Listen, I still don't want to hang out with her. She's not my people, but I am in it for justice. And if she didn't do it, she made a lot of other mistakes. She lied to police. She served her time for that.
Listen, I know I'm going to get through this and I'm going to say, I don't care if your dad did it. I don't care if you have daddy issues. I do not care. You made a really bad judgment by not saying anything about your child. And if what she's saying is that she hid it because her dad told her to, and that's what she was told her whole entire life, that she just realized she when she was in prison. When she was in prison, she realized that she actually, her whole entire life, just like did what her dad told her. Then I still am like, sorry, that's your kid. That's your number one priority, not your daddy.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, it's complicated.
I agree, it's complicated.
And all the Scott Petersons and the Casey Anthonys can just thank the Lord for me, because I'll tell the people to keep an open mind.
Yeah, I'm still saying bad mom deserves to be in prison for the rest of your life. But I haven't gone through it.
Agree to disagree?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You want to hear my cry?
I do.
Okay. Today's case is listener suggestion from Sasha Cruzata. Pretty sure I'm saying that right.
Okay. Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
Sasha?
Salsa.
Salsa. She's clearly hungry. Oh my God. Seriously, I am, you guys, I am on a serious not eating chips diet.
Oh yeah. I had licorice for breakfast.
Oh my God. Chips and salsa are my favorite thing ever. And so I'm really trying to not do it. And now that you just said that, you might just make me fall off the wagon.
Oh my God. If you're falling off the wagon, let me tell you where you need to start. Last night, while the pharmacy gave me the runaround for 4 hours, you guys, I kept driving around and having to go back to the pharmacies because they would be like, in 1/2 hour. My husband's out of town, so I have all the 3 sick kids in the car with me, so I can't just like leave them alone, you know?
Yeah.
So in one of my little excursions, I went to Taco Bell. They have something called the grilled cheese burrito right now. Oh my God.
Is that really good?
I don't know where it's been all my life. Yes.
I don't think they've had it all your life.
Yeah, no, it's good. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, okay. Well, getty up, y'all, because today's case is out of San Antonio, Texas. Apparently no longer home of Pace Picante sauce, which according to Google is now produced in Paris, Texas. If you were wondering, right? Mm-hmm. Also home to my friend Tiana, and also home to the Hall family. Bill and Frances Hall met when they were still in high school and just 16 years young. It was L-O-V-E love, Tab.
Mm.
A year after high school, they married. And a year after that, they had their first child. So it wasn't even like she was knocked up. I mean, they got married for love. Okay. A few years later, they had their second. Bill worked very hard to provide for his family. He cleaned airport hangars while he attended college. Bill decided before he finished his higher education that he wanted to start his own trucking company. He had come from a family of truckers, and so he was familiar. He managed to buy a single truck, and guess what?
What?
Within 4 years, he had over 100.
Trucks?
Yup.
Wow. Entrepreneur. Yeah,
entrepreneur. Right. Okay. Bill was killing it. And Frances was by his side, helping him build the business. So Bill and Frances were now living the dream. Bill wasn't one of those guys that was all work and no play, though. He played a lot. He enjoyed hunting, motorcycle riding, and side chicks.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So his cousin describes him as a great man, but not a perfect man, because Bill very much so enjoyed the attention of ladies that were not the likes of Frances, and Frances did not like that. She did not condone it, but she forgave Bill's transgressions that she learned of periodically. And, you know, I kind of get it, right? Frances was the center of the family. She's been with him since she was 16. You know, mm-hmm. She seems like she's got kind of old school values. She doesn't know how to even imagine life without him.
It gets complicated when You haven't really ever been with anybody else. So the thought of that, when how old is she? In her 30s?
50s.
50s. Well, shit. Yeah. I mean, you're just like, okay, fine. It's fine. You need some sometimes.
Yeah. Right. So as Francis and Bill's children grew up and left the house, the extracurricular ladies became more of a thing for Bill. And Francis is not like actively acknowledging Bill's extracurricular activity until one day she got a phone call from one Bonnie Contreras. Bonnie and Bill had had a thing going on for 3 years before the two ladies spoke on the phone. Okay, 3 years. I mean, first of all, that is a way tougher pill to swallow than just like a one night stand or a short fling like she had forgiven in the past.
100%. Was Bonnie younger? Did Bonnie also have a family?
Bonnie was a single mother. Yes, she was younger. She was 28 years young.
Wait, she was 28 years old?
She's hot. Yeah, I mean.
Wait, he's
yeah.
in his 50s and she's 28?
Yeah.
For 3 years?
I'm going to get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they met when she was 28, so she's 31 now.
Okay. All right. Still.
The ladies have differing opinions of the nature of this first phone call. Frances says it specifically happened on Friday, the 13th of September, 2013. According to Frances, she said Bonnie simply said, "You don't know me, but I'm having an affair with your husband." She says this, of course, led her to confront Bill, who she says broke down in tears and confessed that it had been going on for 3 years. Mm. Bonnie's version is that they had talked before because Frances had known for years about the affair and that they had talked about the financial logistics about how things would shake out when her and Bill got divorced. I am going to just tell you now, this story is a case of she said versus she said. And personally, I think the truth is somewhere in between both women's version of events, but I have a real hard time imagining any woman that had been married for 32 years, built a business, raised children with a man, would call up his side piece and say, "Hey, I just wanted to chat about what your cut is going to be when we finalize the financials."
Like 100%. That is not
happening. Bonnie, I'm not buying that. Okay. That does not sound right. Okay. But I'll just tell you now, Bonnie is something. Bonnie had met Bill while she was selling chicken on a stick at a Texas festival. Bonnie is beautiful. She is like sultry. You see her, you get it. Okay. And Bill is one of those guys that gets better looking as he gets older. So yeah, there was a 20 year age difference, but they were a good looking couple. Okay. So, like I said, Bonnie was 28 when she began her affair with Bill. From the looks of all the pictures they took together on vacation, it makes me thankful I can see the husband's location all the time, because Bill was like off swimming with dolphins with Bonnie exotic locations for years, whooping it up, making lots of whoopee, I imagine.
Oh, I'm sure, but.
So, I mean, I have to wonder, don't you? Like, what the hell did he tell Francis he was doing, like, at trucking conventions constantly?
Business trip. Yeah, well, those trucking jobs, you know, they're sometimes.
You listen, girl, you got to trust but verify. You bet your ass I made sure there's a workboat show in New Orleans this week.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree with you. This is also why we have location finder.
Right. I've been so friggin' tired to even check his location. So this would be the week. This is not, he doesn't listen, but this would be the week to pull a fast one on me.
I don't know if they had that in 2013. That was almost 10 years ago. I'm sure they had something, but I think Francis didn't really want to know.
Also, just FaceTime them. See where they're at.
Well,
yeah, they had FaceTime in 2013, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, whatever. So according to Frances, after she learned of the affair, Bill told her it had gone on for so long because Bonnie was obsessed with him. He told her about how this Bonnie had been blackmailing him with the affair. She had created a fake Facebook profile and had friended their whole family. And so every time he would get them something, or like somebody would get a new car or like whatever, or they went on vacation, she would say, like, you got to do that for me. And, you know, he said she would also stalk them all the time, Frances and the kids. And she knew all of their schedules. He also told her that he had bought Bonnie boobs because she told him she was pregnant and the only way she would have an abortion was if he paid for the surgery.
Oh.
Okay. Side note, Frances ended up giving all the dirty details to her daughter, Nikki, who was grown now with children of her own. Nikki and Frances are super close. So Frances and Nikki both say that the reason she had called Bonnie to tell her about the affair was retaliation because Bill had refused to give her $100 for a manicure. Okay, so Bonnie, as you can imagine, has a very different version of her relationship with Bill. Starting with the manicure thing, she says, never happened. Obviously, she doesn't even get manicures because she has acrylics. Okay.
Well, you still have like, that's the same
kind of thing. Tomato, tomato. However, Bill said the story. He probably just said her nails. Somebody said manicure. She's like, whatever. It actually makes more sense that it was $100 to get her acrylics done because, I mean, that's probably what you need to get like a fancy fill with like designs and a tip. And expensive. A tip, you need $100, right? A manicure is not that much money unless you're like at the Four Seasons.
And you probably got a pedicure too.
Right. Okay. So whatever. Okay. Also, Bonnie says they were in love and he couldn't wait to divorce Frances. Although, let me tell you, he had not started anything like any separation proceedings or anything like that. And she says he wanted to start a family with her. She completely denies being on any kind of fake Facebook profile or doing any stalking. And she says the whole abortion in exchange for boobs accusation is just ridiculous. Though Bonnie does admit to sending Frances pictures of her house and her vehicle to screw with her. Like she's watching her. Okay, so in my book, that is stalking, but not in Bonnie's, I guess. So whether Bonnie or Bill was telling the truth about the dynamic of their relationship and why Bill had spent 3 years lavishing Bonnie with vacations and gifts, which by the way, included a 5-carat ring. It's a lot for Frances to process. Okay.
I would go Richter.
Yeah. To start. Yeah. Mm. And additionally, you know, she's got all that on her plate. And now this side chick is like taunting her. It seems like Frances was rightfully angry with Bill, but it also seems like no matter what, she had no intention of giving up her marriage. So 3 weeks after she says she learned of the affair during the phone call, she met Bill at a hotel. Well, guess who showed up at the hotel while Bill and Frances were in the room? Bonnie. Ooh. Bonnie showed up at the hotel and asked to get into Bill's room. Well, hotel security called him and he said, no, thanks. I don't want to be bothered. I am with my wife. And so they asked Bonnie to leave. Bonnie did not like that. And so she decided to share her thoughts with Frances via text. She started off by sending her a picture of her naked ass, telling her that this is what he really likes. Bonnie also sent her videos of them, as you say, bumping uglies. Of course, Frances did not like that and engaged in a vicious text war with Bonnie. Frances says, as far as her part goes in this savage war of words that took place that night, was that Bill actually took the phone from her, and he was the one that was actually hurling insults at Bonnie, that said things like her ass had saddlebags, which is not kind. But
no, okay. It's not.
But Bonnie, in return, is no Michelle Obama. When they go low, she be going lower. Okay. She sent a text to Francis that said, "You are an ugly, hollow bitch, and this is what you look like," with a diagram of a woman's lady parts post hysterectomy.
Oh, God. That is just too
brutal.
Too much.
Too much, right? Okay. Bonnie, for the record, does not believe that Bill sent her any of those insults like Francis claims. Okay, so on this point, I tend to lean towards believing Bonnie's thinking. I mean, come on. Francis has every reason to rage text Bonnie right back. And I think under the circumstance, she was like way too fired up to hand her phone over to Bill. I think it's more like, I'm gonna give this bitch a piece of my mind, hold my beer, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So after the text war hotel debacle, Francis was not really having it with Bill. They got into it back at the house, and Francis got so mad, she kicked Bill. And she said his response was to laugh at her. You know, when they laugh at us, it makes us more mad, right?
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Yeah. And so that's what happened. She got even more mad. She pushed over one of his motorcycles. Then she grabbed a stick and hit the brand new Range Rover he had just bought. At this point, Bill thought Francis needed to cool down.
Like me. I feel like this is pretty like mild.
I don't think I've ever caused any property damage. Yeah, I mean, a stick? Girlfriend, take a bat to that shit. Go like Tiger Woods' wife, right?
It's half hers. Club,
so whatever.
She's beaten on her own car.
I think Bill did make a good call though. Like, okay, I see. You mean business. I'm going to get out of your hair.
Yes, for sure. And she did need to calm down. I mean, this is a lot for a wife that's been married for a long time to handle.
It really is. Okay.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of 5-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck, because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Bill takes off, and guess where he went?
Where?
Epping Bonnie's.
Bill. Okay.
this is the thing, right? If Bonnie is such a fatal attraction, you know, like Frances and her daughter Nikki claim, as well as some of Bill's close friends, that's what he's saying, then why did he run straight to her house when he left Frances? I mean, he's got the means to go to a hotel.
Well, maybe he's obsessed, like Bonnie said. Oh, no, he said Bonnie was obsessed with him.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me wonder, like, was she really fatal attraction status? I think she was, but I also think Bill kind of liked it.
Of course he did. Bill is, how old is Bill? He is 50, like 58.
No, he's 53.
He's 53. This chick is 30. She has kids, no
one
kids?
One kid.
One kid. She's a hot little biscuit because she has only one kid. She bounced right back.
Yeah.
And his wife is in her 50s also. And I'm sorry, it's just really hard to keep it all nice and tight and up when you're 50.
It's just around the corner for us, Tab.
I know. It's hard when you're 40. Shoot, I can't. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah. Like, oh, no man. Shame because it's literally right around the corner for us.
I don't know if I can do enough cryo to keep the skin tight. You know, I don't know.
I think it's a matter of like good looking. I think he's just the type of man. And there are women that are this type too, that just like the drama. They like having this, like someone's fighting over me. You know, they like will never give that up because he's complaining.
He was probably like that also in high school. You know, he probably was playing two chicks the whole time.
Well, I think years of getting away with it, Frances not really putting her foot down, I think it is like he kept pushing it until it is like a long-term affair, you know?
Yeah.
You know, not that she made a mistake. You know, I'm not sorry, Frances. But I just think you got to put your foot down. I mean, call their bluff. Kick their ass out for a while. Right?
We're right. You
know? Okay. So Bill has a sleepover at Bonnie's house after his row with Frances. And the next day he makes plans to go pick up his pristine custom motorcycle from storage so him and Bonnie could take it to attend a motorcycle rally together that weekend. The bike they picked up was all powder blue, which was the company color for his trucking company. Do you ever see any like powder blue colored trucks?
Not that I can recall, but I like the color powder
blue. It might have been one of Bill's at one point, if you do. Now you'll keep your eyes out. Okay.
I will.
So him and Bonnie hit the road in his new Range Rover and they go and get the bike. After they pick it up, they are headed back on a two-lane highway, Bonnie driving the Rover and Bill now on the bike. According to Bonnie, Bill pulled up next to her at a light and said, "I love you so much. You make me so happy." I pretty much doubt that happened, but okay, Bonnie. Okay. Well... I mean, come on. It's been 3 years. Okay. Well, as luck would have it, Frances happened to be traveling on the same highway in the opposite direction. But you can spot Bill's powder blue Harley a mile away, right? So he passes her while she is in her Escalade. Okay. By the way, Bill not wearing a helmet. I think Tab and I are both united on being pretty terrified of motorcycles, but if it's your thing, for the love of God, at least wear a helmet.
Dude, okay, so listen. In Texas, you do not have to wear a helmet. And so I see it. I see it all the time. And listen, it is just not smart.
No.
It's not a smart move. It's a real bad move, especially with these drivers in Texas that are real bad. Real crazy. And you know, these trucks, even the powder blue ones, those drivers, they can drive 75 if the speed limit is 75, and they do. That's a little too fast for a semi truck. I would think that everybody would agree, even truck drivers.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Except for a couple. Okay. So, anyways, so Frances sees her husband on his motorcycle and wonders what the hell he's doing on the bike. And then she sees her new Range Rover pass by as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, Frances says Bonnie flipped her off. But I have a hard time believing that because I can like understand how Frances identified her in the Rover because she's traveling behind Bill.
Yes, but Bonnie doesn't know that Frances. No,
unless Bonnie has like eagle eyes and has that, it's a black Escalade, like that license plate memorized from a mile
away.
She's not going to know. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. So listen, I'm telling you, I believe some Frances, some Bonnie. Okay. Either way, Frances pulled over for a second after she saw, you know, Bonnie and Bill and called her daughter, Nikki, and said, I'm going to flip around and confront her. Well, Nikki told her mama, you do what you need to do. Then Nikki left Bonnie a message herself that said, I told you to be careful, you stupid slut. It's getting messy. Okay. So the reason Bonnie did not answer the phone when Nikki called was because now her and Frances and Bill were all in a chase of sorts. Now the women's version of how it happened are different, of course. Frances basically says she kept trying to get Bonnie to pull over, but Bonnie kept like brake checking her. Frances was driving around with a 120-pound slab of granite in the back of her car for a home renovation project. And every time she had to brake, it would like slam around in her car. Bonnie's version is Frances kept ramming into her with her car.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that Bonnie was the breaker, not Frances. Okay. Bonnie kept
breaking her. Frances is saying Bonnie kept brake checking her. Bonnie's.
Okay. And then this piece of granite is going everywhere.
It's very distracting. Now, Bonnie's version is that she wasn't brake checking Frances at all, that Frances was ramming into her with her Escalade, which made.
Okay, I believe Frances because I don't think, dude, if you're driving and you ram into somebody, your car is going to go out of control.
Yeah. Okay. So this made, Bonnie says that it made her purse fall forward off the seat because she kept getting rammed. Okay. All the while, Bill, remember, is on the bike in front, and then he got in between the two vehicles. Bonnie says she watched Frances in the rear view mirror hit Bill dead on and him fly off the bike and keep going. And at that point, she didn't stop either because she thought Frances might have a gun or something and was going to kill her.
Oh, and this is also why she couldn't call 911 because her purse was on the floor.
Yeah, she did not call 911, actually. Actually, the off-duty police officer saw them driving like maniacs, and that's who called 911. But Frances says she never saw Bill, but she heard a thud. And she thought it was just the granite slab slamming around again. Frances realized at some point that she couldn't see Bill and that her side rear window was shattered. She called her sister who lived nearby, who headed out onto the highway to find Bill. And she did. She found him on the highway. And
this is really a Kill Bill episode.
Oh my God, that is very insensitive, but true.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Not to make light, but okay. So she finds Bill on the highway. And at this point, Bonnie and Frances had lost each other for a moment. And Frances made a U-turn. And after she talked to her sister and she had told her that she found him and she headed to the crash scene. When Frances got there, she was met with police and the ambulance to take Bill to the hospital. Bill was alive and told Francis he couldn't breathe. She says that he asked her to come with him, but she wasn't able to because Bonnie had already spilled her guts to the officers and told them that his crazy wife had hit him intentionally because she was such a jelly belly. So they arrested Francis. While she was at the station, they told her that Bill did not make it. It was a devastating shock to everyone that knew and loved him, but mostly for his poor kids that now have to deal with their dad just suddenly all died and now their mom has been arrested for it, right? So Francis did ask for a lawyer, okay, which is good.
Good.
But you know that they tape you while you are waiting in the interrogation room, right?
Yes.
Okay. She is clearly on the tape. She is destroyed, inconsolable. Okay. She was charged with murder and aggravated assault. So, I mean, I just mentioned the whole how she was in the interrogation room because it's like when people are guilty, they tend to like, you know, they don't keep up the like crying until somebody walks in the room. They all forget that they're being taped, but not Frances. She's devastated.
I am sure she's devastated. She didn't go out there to kill Bill.
So
she went out there because she's so upset that he's having an affair and lying to her. And this crazy Bonnie chick is acting like
has got some nerve. She's sending her damn videos of her having sex with her husband.
Yes, she's an immature a-hole. Yeah.
Okay. So Francis's children bailed her out. And in 2016, 3 years after the fatal accident, she went to trial. At the trial, prosecutors made their case using that voicemail that Nikki left for Bonnie that Francis had intent to harm and use her car as a weapon because she says like, I told you to be careful, you stupid slut. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, you could read into that a lot of different ways. Both sides had experts that made their case. The prosecution's expert says Bonnie was rear-ended multiple times, and Francis's defense team called an expert that showed that Bonnie's car was never rear-ended and that actually, due to basic physics, her whole purse falling forward thing supports Francis's claim that she was brake-checking her.
Yeah, I agree.
Me too. Okay. He laid out his analysis of the accident, which stated that when Bill was on the shoulder, he collided with Francis's Escalade, and that's why her window shattered, because that's where the impact was from the bike. Okay, so I gotta say, I'm not condoning anyone taking their anger to the streets and driving recklessly like both of these women were. That is indescribably irresponsible. You put everyone and innocent people's lives at risk. But I thought that Francis's defense expert made a much better argument than the prosecution's. But Tab, the jury did not agree. They found Francis guilty of both murder and aggravated assault against Bonnie.
Oh, no way.
Way.
Okay. There was no damage to Bonnie's car?
No.
Well, then she's not ramming her.
So Francis broke down when the verdict was read, which if you support my view that innocent people lose it and the guilty ones don't show emotion, then you're with me that Francis did not intentionally hit Bill like Bonnie had claimed, right? Yeah. I believe her when she says she didn't even see him on the shoulder when it happened. I think she just was like tunnel vision for Bonnie, right?
I do think that too. It's, you know, there's always these cases where they're like, oh, nobody was there because nobody saw it. It's like, dude, I have been driving places and not seeing things on the shoulder that were there. Not, I've never hit anything, but you know what I'm saying? Like, and she, you know, her adrenaline was just
through the roof.
Yeah. So for sure, tunnel vision. I mean, she definitely didn't intentionally hit.
Okay. Also, if she's like me when she's mad, it can't do more than one thing at a time. I have a lot of experience with this lately because I just moved. and I was
getting mad, was or mad wanting to kill your husband. Which one?
I was mad at my husband a lot throughout the move, and I could only like figure out like where I wanted to put things in like one, like, let's just get through this area. We think about this first. And he is like, you know, micromanager, he's like, you know, hovering over like, okay, this goes here, this goes. And I'm like, you don't know what shit goes where. You're lucky I let you hang out here. But
he's lucky that you let him live there now.
I digress. Frances went to her sentencing and she was facing life. Okay. Her lawyers argued a Texas law called sudden passion for her. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Okay. Sudden passion is defined in Texas Penal Code chapter.
Do you like that? You like that name?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. 1-9 as, I quote, passion directly caused by and arising out of provocation by the individual killed or another acting with the person who's killed, whose passion arises at the time of the offense and is not solely the result of former provocation. Okay. So if the jury agreed she had acted out of a sudden passion, that would mean her sentence would get greatly reduced.
That is what you call like snapped. Kind of.
Yeah, I would say it's like she snapped. Yeah. Okay. Well, they did agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, it's very Betty Broderick. I think she acted at, well, she, there was a lot of profit. She had a sudden passion moment too. But she's,
oh,
but
with
she's
the axe.
For life in Chowchilla. No, with the gun, Betty Broderick.
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, I was thinking of the axe murder Betty.
No, I can never speak up for
killing the friend.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, no. That's so messy. I could never.
Candy? Yeah.
No, I don't have a lot of compassion for Candy, as a nun.
Oh, okay, Casey Anthony.
Listen.
Seriously.
Watch the whole show, people. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll get back to you all next week.
I'm still telling you.
I'll tell you on our.
I don't want to hang out.
On our bonus.
I just think there's more to the story. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, the jury agreed. It was sudden passion. And they sentenced Frances to the minimum sentence she could be sentenced. 2 years.
What?
2 years.
Two. Oh. All right. I'll take it.
She did. Yeah. Okay. So Bonnie has some surprising thoughts about this. She says she would wish no harm on anyone and she forgives Frances. She's very...
That means that Bonnie did it.
That's what I think too. She's like, shit. Oh, yeah. I don't have to feel that bad about lying my ass off because she only got 2 years, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But Bonnie says she's very zen these days. She owns a CBD spa now.
Where?
In San Antonio.
Oh, should I go?
I mean, for research purposes, maybe.
Well, maybe we could both take a trip.
San Antonio.
It's really fun. Yes. And
San Antonio.
It'd be a really,
I'm dying really to go to the Riverwalk and the Alamo. I would love to go to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do it.
Although I might be a little scared because I mean, it's something.
Bonnie?
I think it's one of those spas where you like get naked to get a massage. I don't want to be naked around anybody that doesn't like me.
I'm going to look this shit up.
It's called Body by Bliss. Well, listen, now she's getting a shout out from us. Bonnie's got the CBD spa, so she's doing all right for herself. Well, Bill died without a will. Now that made things messy. His estate sued Bonnie for some of his belongings that they claimed were in her storage locker. I don't know what they were or whatever, but the case was dismissed. That's all I can find out about that. The state also sued and won over his estate for $160,000 in grants that his company had been given. His son filed a claim against his mother saying that since she had caused his death, that she shouldn't benefit from his estate. He wanted his mama cut out of the will. Okay. So that all went on.
He was pretty pissed.
That all went on while she was locked up. Well, Frances won. Okay. So she didn't get cut out. And interestingly, she was still able to collect Bill's life insurance.
Wow. Because she wasn't charged with murder?
Well, she was charged with murder.
Murder in a...
A suddenly passionate way. Yeah. Okay. Well, Bill's company filed for bankruptcy, so it liquidated to pay its debts, and it's not a thing anymore. But so that's why I'm curious if there's still like those blue trucks around, right? Because I imagine they had to sell them all off. Mm-hmm. And Frances was released in 2018. After her release, she went on Dr. Oz with daughter Nikki and told her story. And he asked her about her son suing her. And she said he was just hurting at the time and they are happy and happy family again. Okay. Good. So things were looking up for Frances, and then things started looking bad. This year in August of 2022, Frances was indicted for insurance fraud.
Oh, goodness gracious, Frances.
Shit balls, right? She is awaiting trially. She is awaiting.
Stop it.
I need to abstain on more than licorice and coffee. Okay. She is awaiting trial currently for that piece of business.
What kind of insurance fraud?
Texas Mutual Insurance is claiming that between 2009 and 2016, she reportedly filed false payroll information to them and concealed payroll reports in order to get lower insurance premiums, which they are saying equates to $9 million in fraud.
It was for their trucking company.
Yeah, it was for their trucking company. Yeah. So even though it's like the company is gone and it took them until 2022, It could have been It could have been all Bill. I mean, who knows? But she's the one that she's got to deal with it.
Oh man, that's a big prison sentence.
Oh, $9 million in fraud. That's a thing. We're gonna have to follow that, right?
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna follow it because I subscribe to this San Antonio newspaper now for some research purposes for the story. Okay, so Bonnie has some thoughts on Frances's current situation.
Oh, please, Bonnie, we really want to hear more from you.
Bonnie will talk to any news organization ever. There's like video of her talking to reporters on like the side of the road. She's like, I always got time.
Okay? I'm sure. And she's probably like, come to my CBD spa.
Okay, so her thought is basically, told y'all, Frances is a liar. I'll just sum it all up for you. I mean, what are you going to do? Bonnie, that's a WAP.
Okay, well, that's a WAP. Thank you for that. That was a good one, Reggie. I like that one. Although, you know, rest in peace, Bill. I'm really sorry that happened to you. And it's very unfortunate that your wife or Bonnie, whichever one, whatever lover you want, killed you. But the moral of that story is don't fucking cheat on your wife.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Tab.
If you want more of us, you can go to our bonus on Apple. Also, if you do not like the commercials, you can also subscribe to our bonus content on Apple. And you can get no commercials episodes and additional episodes. We also are on Patreon if you prefer that. If you listen to us on Spotify, you got to go to Patreon to get the bonus content. And what else is there? Follow us on Facebook. Leave us a good review if you have yet to do so. Oh, and Megan.
Yeah, I read your email,
Megan.
Thank you
so much for reaching out. It was true, dude. You did overreact.
No. Okay. My reaction was based on
that. And she gets it now.
Okay. She gets it now. That's good. My reaction is because you said, I was going to say the Texas, but I'm not going to say it because we got a review.
No, I did not say that. You think I thought
that. That's what I heard. And so that sends me into, we are not, stop reading reviews. We are not changing the effing way We talk.
I know that, but it was funny because you were quick, because you were like, and I was like, you didn't listen to what I was going to say. But
we got it all cleared up.
It was just funny. And thank you for reaching out to us, because we love when people do. Even one of our past listeners, some dude, he didn't like that we didn't know all of our facts on steroids, which we don't. So, you know, sorry. Anyway, so we'll hear from you or talk to you guys on Thursday if you listen to us on our bonus. And if not, we're coming back with a Texas case on Monday. So clink, clink, y'all.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.